Now, we will talk about one of the most important things to recognize with storms. It's their morphology. But first, remember from previous lessons taken in the radar and applications course, like multi-cell archetypes and multi-cell longevity and severity, you learned that multi-cell trailing stratiform MCSs tend to be cold pool force. They produce the most wind events of any MCS archetype and are the most common. Furthermore, the 0 to 6 kilometer deep layer shear perpendicular to the convective line, also known as the line perpendicular shear magnitude, is a good indicator of severe winds as described by the study from Cohen et al. 2007. Take notice in eastern Kansas and Oklahoma, we have 50 to 60 knots of effective bulk wind shear, which is adequate for supercellular storms. At the same time, we can see mostly hail reports with some severe wind reports at the aforementioned location. Now we step ahead 4 hours and the line starts to become more linear shaped and organized with increased effective bulk wind shear. We take one more step forward in time. As the storms mature and evolve, they form a linear trailing stratiform storm structure with shear vectors becoming increasingly perpendicular to the convective line, coinciding with bowing segments. Furthermore, notice the response and transition from mostly hail reports to wind reports as a result.